From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. I share your excitement. We have a great show for you today. We are excited especially to be hosting Governor Gary Johnson in our Not My Job game. He is the Republican candidate for president, as we have said. He is known better by his nickname, Who the Hell is Gary Johnson? Well, stick around, you'll find out. He's an impressive guy. But first, this weekend, you probably heard this, it's the scheduled time for the rapture, according to a prominent religious leader. So if you find yourself listening to our show, there are really just two possibilities. Either none of us made the cut, or, and I think this is more likely, this is heaven. That's right. This is the reward for a life of virtue, listening to this radio show. And I know what you're thinking out there. You're thinking, wow, if I knew it was just going to be this, I would have gone ahead and coveted my neighbor's wife a little. Sorry, too late. But here in heaven, you do get to enjoy Carl's voice on your voicemail. So call in to win it. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Andrew from Wilmington, North Carolina.
How are things in beautiful Wilmington?
Oh, beautiful. The weather is warm. The beaches are ready.
Right. What do you do there?
I'm a newspaper reporter.
Oh, my gosh. How quaint. I'm so glad you're out there maintaining those wonderful, charming old traditions.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely does. Well, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe magazine and the author of the book Idiot America, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hey, Andrew.
Next, it's one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, Ms. Roxanne Roberts is here. And lastly, a comedian whose first CD, I Heart Jokes, is out now. She's performing at the Union County Arts Center in Rahway, New Jersey, June 24th, Miss Paula Poundstone.
Hey, Andrew.
Andrew, welcome to the show. You're going to start us off, of course, with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle is going to perform for you in a theatrical way, three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, of course, Carl's voice on your voicemail. Ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Here is your first quote.
Many are grumbling that we don't have a perfect candidate. Just as many grumble they can't find a perfect spouse.
That was a powerful Republican fundraiser telling people to stop their whining about what group of people?
The Republicans.
Yes, specifically the Republicans who want to do what?
Run for president.
Exactly right. The Republican presidential candidates, yes. So, you know that uplifting video project for bullied teens, It Gets Better? The GOP presidential candidates have their own version. It's called Oh My God, It's Actually Getting Worse. This week, Donald Trump said he wouldn't run for president, deciding to spend more time with his delusions of grandeur. And Mike Huckabee said God did not want him to run. True. Apparently God needed him to come to the rapture and warm up the crowd with some stand-up. And then Newt Gingrich, just days after launching his presidential campaign, Mr. Gingrich went on Meet the Press and criticized the GOP plan to turn Medicare into a voucher program. And the Republican Party responded as if he had just announced he was leaving his latest wife to gay marry Ralph Nader. He's done, they all said. He's toast. He's finished. So Newt backtracked in what we believe is the first ever pre-buttle in American politics. He attacked in advance anybody who dared to bring up in the future what he had said the day before.
Wow.
He said, quote, any ad which quotes what I said on Sunday is a falsehood, unquote. Yeah, because who are you going to believe? Me or that lying bastard on the video I taped yesterday?
This came as an enormous surprise to everybody in the country except the two previous Mrs. Gingriches.
Probably. And in what may be the final nail in his coffin, and this is, again, is true, Mr. Gingrich's phone went off at a campaign event just this week in Iowa, and his ringtone, Dancing Queen by ABBA. It's over. He's finished. It might as well have been Waterloo. Anyway, Republicans are very disheartened by the events of the last week with all these people dropping out or self-destructing. Many Republican insiders are counting on former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty to save them. How do you know when you're in trouble? When your only hope is Tim Pawlenty's charisma.
Who is Tim Pawlenty?
He's the former governor
of Minnesota.
Former governor of Minnesota.
I don't remember that name. I remember his polenta.
Yeah, that was actually his. He invented that. Pornier mush. Yeah, that was his.
It's yummy.
Yeah, it's pretty good. For your next quote, we're going to go back to 2003 when the governor of California was asked by Vanity Fair magazine what phrase he most overused.
Maria, I'm sorry.
Turns out he had to say that a lot this week as Arnold Schwarzenegger apologized for what?
Fathering a child with a housekeeper.
Exactly right. His love child, that's right, Arnold Schwarzenegger, turns out, has a love child. Although in his case, we're not sure love was probably the cause. It was more of a, hey, look, we're both in the laundry room, child.
Well, but she stayed in her job because she had a $500,000 account at Home Depot.
There you go. People had been suspicious that this child raised by his housekeeper might be his. The story, though, was confirmed when the little kid was cast in a school play and he was just terrible. People were like, that kid's so stiff, he should stick to playing robots, really. The mother was a member, as we have said, of the family's household staff. Her job description was listed as cooking, cleaning, and some light impregnation.
Just seems to me now there's a, I think it's Time that has a headline that says, why are powerful men such pigs? And I just want to go on record as saying that I think that's really unfair to pigs.
Yeah, you don't see the pig going up to the woman, cleaning out their sty and going, hey, good looking. Some pig.
Well, I don't know if you ever heard the phrase Irish twins, which is when you have two kids.
More or less, same time.
Now we know what Austrian twins are. It's when your wife and your mistress have their kids almost at the same time.
1 week apart.
Here is your last quote, Andrew.
Right. There's so much magic about to unfold. Hold on to each other. Take it all in. Give love and receive love.
That was the announcer at the United Center in Chicago this week at the big festive taping of the grand finales of what famous daytime TV show?
Oprah.
Yes, of course, the Oprah Winfrey Show. This week, Oprah Winfrey taped two big finale shows in Chicago, featuring an impressive list of guest stars. Stevie Wonder, Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise, who, as is his habit, jumped up and down on top of her. One big surprise, Oprah's long-term beau Stedman Graham also appeared, and they continued their long-standing tradition of pretending to date each other. Stedman said, and he said this, Oprah is really a normal, down-to-earth person who, quote, brings her own lunch to work every day, unquote, said Stedman Graham. What he didn't say was that the lunch is driven in a separate car, and Oprah's friend Gail chews it up and regurgitates it back into Oprah's mouth. Cue digestion for you. It's very loving. It's very loving. Like an eagle for its chick.
She's not on TV. She's not on TV anymore, Peter, but she's still in town. I'm just telling you this right now.
Carl, how did Andrew do in our quiz?
Andrew played a perfect game, Peter. Three correct answers, so Andrew, you win our prize.
Well
Newspaper
done.
Newspaper reporters are very smart.
Andrew, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.